We are rolling. Okay. Got it? Is it recording? Okay. So last week, we were in covered Perek Nun. And Baltanya here used some words which are mentioned in Peliyot from Zeder Matala probably 12 or 13 times. Concepts that are obviously to him very, very central. And that was the Yisoid that a neshama, left to its own devices, grab a chair, want to escape. And he magnificently interpreted the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Bal Korchach Ata Chai, Bal Korchach Ata Meis. Meaning that, first of all, we don't want to be in this body. We want to escape. But then the Rotzon Hashem is that we should be in a body, because he wants a dear b'tachtanim. The only way to do that is to be in a physical body. And this repeats itself. Achayis Rotzon V'Shoyv, he says, there's this ebb and flow. So Ramatala describes this in a bunch of different places. I happen to find this particular instance most, where he elaborates most on it. So I believe it'll give us much greater clarity into this parak of Tanya. Here we go. We turn that completely to the left. Thank you. Okay, Zaystia Teres HaMetzorah. I know that this is somewhat distant from Parshas Vayeshev, but I'm sure there's a connection somewhere. This is the concept of the Metzorah B'yom Tarosai, on the day that he becomes cleansed, V'huva L'Kohen, he is brought to the Kohen, V'yotza Kohen O'machutz L'machna. So he's brought to the Kohen goes out. Says Ramatala, Daf Tuf Nun Dalet, L'hovin Mizeh Derech L'Avedis Hashem Yisbarach. How does this chapter teach us a path in serving Hashem? You might ask, perhaps it doesn't. Says the Torah, the Torah is consistent, constantly teaching us how to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every time period, even when the laws of Tzaras don't necessarily apply. At the beginning it says the Mitzvah should be brought to the Kohen. Then afterwards it says that the Kohen goes out. You want a set of... There's more copies here. Svatem lachem mimachras haShabbos. Usually Parshas Mitzvah comes out during the period of Sfiras HaYom. Thank you. I am very sleep deprived, so I can say anything I want tonight. The end should be 7 whole weeks. Lahavin Inyan, you ready? Pesach, Matzah, Sfiras HaYom. We're going to cover most of Judaism tonight. Pesach, the mitzvah of Pesach, the Achilas Matzah, and Sfiras. It is brought in the holy works. Asher Pesach. Right, this is sourced in the Arizal. Meira al b'china zadibur. Pesach speaks, no puns intended, of speaking. Pesach. The mouth had the ability to speak. What's more, v'gam matzah. Gam ken mevoyer b'divrei chazal. Lechem oini. The Gemara tells us in Pesachim. She'einin olav dorim harbi. What does it mean, lechem oini? Bread of poverty. It means bread upon which many things are said. Lahavin calls it to understand what all this speaks to us. Yesh lahaktim lahavin inyan toru tefila. Okay, pretty fundamental stuff. And frankly, these two things and the balance between them is really something that Ramatala is pretty much obsessed with throughout the Sefer. Shamu Chazal, shatayru nikra chai oilam. Very controversial Gemara. Meaning not controversial, but it elicits a great deal of controversy. Chai Olam, Chai Yishah. Chai Olam, most people translate as eternal life. Whereas Tefillah is only Chai Yishah, it's only temporary life. So therefore, people place Torah up here and Tefillah down here because Torah is Chai Olam and Davening is only Chai Yishah. So Ramatla is going to give us a perspective here. Dine ikir inyan ha-toira, hu shemoyre lanu eich lahavdil bein ha-tomei uvein ha-toira. What's the purpose of Torah? What's the function of Torah? It shows us how we are to divide, to separate, between tomei and tohor. Bein ha-kosher ve-ha-posel, between that which is valid and invalid. Bein ha-osur ve-ha-mutter, between that which is forbidden and that which is permissible. These six nekudas, shezeu, inyan, levarer, ha-toi, mara, all six of these are separations between good and evil. Shebechlal, hem shleisha, so these are three categories, meaning tamei tor, kosher posel, osur mutter are three categories, but they are shem shisha. This is the Zohar. Okay, these three, which are six, are brought this way in the Zohar. Behein habchinis shenitzoytzin shenaflu v'nis arav hatoiv bera. The reason that there is this confusion that needs to be clarified, that needs to be separated into these categories, is because there were sparks of Kedusha both before creation and certainly since creation. Nitzaitz is that we have now sent into the abyss, so there is this taruvus, there's this confusion, and the process of Torah is to constantly extract and separate good from evil. But this is not just universal. V'chol echad mi Yisrael yesh le'b'chines nitzoytzin ha'shaychim l'shosha. Next page. Every Jew has sparks that are related only to their unique neshama. V'olav mutal l'saknam u'levarom u'lehalisam l'shosham. And it is incumbent upon every person to search for those sparks that are specifically related to their neshama, and they, meaning we, meaning I, meaning each one of you, has unique nitzoytzis that are only relevant to your neshama and that only you and I can elevate. Okay? They're specifically name-tagged, you know, social security number, identified, must be elevated by. How do we do that? V'habirur, the separation, the clarification, that happens through the study of Torah Ki Yedua. Asher b'chochma is bariru. That language is that it needs to be defined and clarified with chochma. V'yayraisa m'chochma nafkis. Torah is the chochma from which we're speaking about here. V'zeshe nikra Torah chayi oilom. For this reason, Torah is called the life of Olam, of the world. Ki bebchinas Olam nimtza shisha ktzavos. In the world, there are six directions. Up, down, in the four directions. Umoyrim abchinas hamidais, abchinas hashisha, and yonim hamuvarim b'Torah. They are not only the midais, but they are also these six concepts with which Torah, the Torah deals. Torah, Tomei, Kosher, Posel, Osor, Mutter. Ayidei zehu abiru lebchines hamidas. And by doing so, this clarifies the midas. Shem bchines shishik tzove shekol inyano oilam nichlam. These are the six directions in which the world is included of. V'nelam b'chol dover. And these are concealed in all things in the world. B'bchines nitzetzen ha'gadashim. In the form of these sparks. This is the reason that the world is called Olam. Why? Lashon Halam. It is called an Olam because it's a hiding place. It's a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted sparks. By learning Torah, we are able to separate the confusion, put everything in its proper place. Okay? However, so we would imagine, okay, so that's the end of it. That's where it stops. We've done our job, right? We've learned the Torah. We've separated. We've clarified. This is mutter. This is, you know, kosher, posel, the six things. It doesn't stop there. Vine, because after we make the separation, we've gone through the exercise of all the separation. And again, I'm sorry for upsetting your lives, but once you see this, you realize how ridiculous what everybody is doing is doing. You'll see in a minute. Once we've made the separation, it's not enough to make the separation. Now we got to go deliver the goods. We have to be able to return the sparks to their home base, to where they belong, to their source. The return of the sparks to their sheirish happens in the concept of tefillah. So the study of Torah is the separation, the clarification. But then after it's great. We have a big production facility. We make the best whatever it is in the world. But there are no trucks for delivery. Nobody is doing anything with the material. What good is it? Tefillah delivers the sparks that we have separated in the Torah to their destination. Kiyadua, everybody knows, she'ikir inina tefillah u'b'chines ha'loh memata l'mayla. The direction of tefillah is to elevate a world from beneath to above. K'may she'nemar, Elecha Hashem nafshi yesel, like David HaMelech says in Tehillim, to you Hashem do I uplift my soul. So the direction of tefillah is not to bring God down to the world, but to bring the world, up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nafshi, what's the nafshi? Meira b'chinas ha'nitzotzin ha'shaychem l'chol echad. The concept of nafshi that we need to elevate to heaven speaks of the sparks that are specifically relevant to our unique souls. Like the Baal Shem HaKadosh taught. If you look down in the bottom here, he tells you this is brought in the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, Keser Shem Tov, and this is the famous Baal Shem Tov on the Kapitel Tehillim, which is said Erev Shabbos before Mincha. Nafsham, their nefesh b'hem tesatav, is wrapped up in them. Shal yidei b'chinas tefillah, by Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, by Mincha specifically, we're able to take all of the nitzotzis that we've separated all week long, and they have their elevation at that time. Nis'alu b'chinas nitzotz in the shorshim. That is the time, tefillah is the time that we return the sparks to their source. Vezeo shenikra tefillah chayesha, shum loshan. Says Ramat lechayesha doesn't mean temporary life, as the world likes to translate it, that it's fleeting, it's a fleeting exercise. It means sha'ah, from a language of shum loshan ve'al minchosa leisha. It says by Kayin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not divert his attention to that carbon. So that's what Chai Yeshua means. Chai Yeshua means to turn, to return, to uplift. Shuloshen hazaza mimakim lamakim. It means to move something from one place to the next. Meaning, shal yidei atfila, when we say that tefillah is Chai Yeshua, what we're saying it is that it's through the process of tefillah, nis'alu anitzaitzin mimata lamayla l'shoshen, that the exercise of tefillah is the modal, is the exercise of taking that which we have separated and returning it to its source above. Tav tuv tov nun vav. Rak. But we must understand that it's got to be introduced first and foremost by limud tefillah. If you look in number 11 on the bottom, Yud Aleph, he says you can look at a bunch of different mamarim here in Peleoitz, where Matla talks about the purpose of learning immediately before davening to fulfill this idea of the exercise of learning. He also has mamarim where he talks about, we're going to soon see, of learning after davening. Again, to start the paragraph from the top, in order to first elevate, it must be introduced by the study of Torah, which does to separate and to clarify the sparks from the place of their confusion. And then after davening, they can be elevated to their source. With this, we understand the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara says a person shouldn't get up to daven only if he has just learned halacha psuka, a clear halacha. Says the Gemara, give me an example of halacha psuka from in which state of mind the person should daven. The fact that a woman will keep 7 clean days, even for a drop of blood the size of a mustard seed. What's this telling us? This Gemara is a perfect example of the separation of Tomei and Tor through the study of Torah. And then through davening, we can then take what we've just separated and elevate it to its source. This is the meaning of the Gemara Megillah. Shmaitze bo yitzilusa. The Gemara says that learning requires davening. Shmaitze, says Ramata, means lashon asifa, means to gather. As the Pasuk says, V'yishama Shaul, Shaul gathered the nation. The first exercise is gathered together a whole bunch of holy sparks through the clarification that takes place through the study of Torah. Gather them all together, but still that's not enough to gather them together. It still requires davening. Because it's not enough to gather them all together to clarify them and separate them. We then need to deliver them back to their source. So Shmaitza, gathering them together, but Yitzidusa still requires davening, because that is the process in which we deliver the sparks back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yet, so this, we would imagine, tells us very clearly that what's really required is learning before davening. Yet we find in the holy books that there's a whole nother level of limud haTorah, which is with dafka achra tefillah, and that is dafka learning after davening. What's the purpose of that learning? Clearly it's not for the separation, because that was done before davening. Here we get to the tachlis that we were looking for. That is the return that takes place after the escape that happens during davening. Okay, now, here we go. Kiyadua. Because everybody knows. By the way, every time you say, you see in a sefer like this, yidua, it means you are an idiot. Okay, that's what it means. Yidua means you should have known this, and if you didn't, you're really stupid. Everybody knows that davening tzorech lias b'pchinas hispashtus agashmias. The davening needs to take place in the form of hispashtus agashmias. Kim mevoyer b'shulchan aruch. It's not in the writings of the Arizal. This is in a book called Shulchan Aruch. Hispashtus agashmias. Hispashtus agashmias means that a person should expire in yearning. It's a din in Shulchan Aruch. Now, if you daven in certain shuls, you understand at what point that takes place. It's simply out of starvation. Right? But that's not what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about. How do you have that? How does a person attain a level in davening? What does that mean? Explains Rimotel. Right, that pasuk is brought in the Gemara in Brachas. If you ever go to the Aguda, for instance, in Baltimore, so the davening, the makom tefillah for the Baal Tefillah, is 3 steps down. And it's learned from this pasuk, "Mimamakim kresicha," I call out to you from the depths. V'hainu, kashi yizboinen ha'adam. When a person recognizes When a person recognizes how low they have descended, how far we have strayed from being, from living in the light, the shine of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the place from which our neshama stems is hewn. That the neshama is literally, a portion of godliness. And it has had a tremendous, incredible yirida, descent. When a person recognizes how pathetic, how distant, how low they have fallen, all they want to do is, you know what, Rebbeinu Shlomo, this project of yours is a miserable failure. So why don't we just call it quits? I want out. It's not working. He says, this is what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about, that during davening, a person should come to a place of yearning, that they should want to be able to exercise the escape route. This concept, if your heart is running, go back, le'echod, says your mutla. I am describing this as a person whose neshama wants out because they recognize their loneliness. Now, yet we find these words in the earliest of the Kabbalistic works, Imrotz Libcha Shuv Le'echod. If your heart is running, go back to Echod. What does that mean? Zeu b'chinas ha-Torah. You want to escape? Run to Torah. Shu b'chinas ha-Shoiv sh'acharot ish'bitfilah. This is the purpose of davening, which is recommended for one to do when they feel this tremendous yearning and desire to escape, to run away, because we're feeling so distant. The solution is open a sefer. Shaya b'chinas mayim tachtoinim. We know that on the second day of creation, the waters below wept. Anan be'in in the mevikad amalka. We want to be before the king. Why are you separating us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? By learning Torah, humar v'hatzimah, the person quenches their thirst. Shiyadua, how does it do that? What? Why? In what way does the function of the study of Torah quench a person's thirst? See, he brings the concept that we've been learning here throughout Tanya. Asher arayse v'kud shabrichu kulachad, because the Rebbeinu Shalom and his wisdom are absolutely unified. They're all one. It's a single thing. Therefore, if a person studies Torah, I don't have to run away anymore. That is the escape. I'm once again completely and totally unified with the Rebbeinu Shalom, Kimivaya B'Tanya. Look at that. As is explained in Tanya itself. If you want to have, you have this tremendous yearning to escape in davening, shuv lechad, go back to that which unifies. The most intimate unification that a person, unity that a person can have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the study of Torah. This achid ba Torah Kedosha. Ulizeh nimshala Torah lemayim. The new paragraph on Tov Nun Zayin. In this way, the Torah is compared to water. Meaning, Torah is nimshala the eish, and Torah is nimshala the mayim. In what way is it compared to water? It's compared to water in that Torah is able to go from the highest of places to the lowest of places. Hu amakim, you know where the lowest place that a Jew can find themselves is? Hu amakim namach shabitzvila shemaver b'divchalo. This is this lowly place that Chazal point to. It doesn't only mean three steps down. It means that a person should come to a recognition in davening of how low they have sunk. That's the place where Torah can go down to and save us from our own despair. That's the Torah that's Yaira, that goes down from the highest of places to the lowest of places. As we just explained the Gemara, that davening needs to happen in a low place. So he says that low place is not only physical. I call for you from the depths. But how we've been explaining it, that a person thinks, he contemplates, how far, how lowly we have gone. We're so far away from something holy. We want to be elevated from this low place. To be able to get out of this physical prison we're in. Then comes along, then that concept of Torah, it's going to come down to us in that place of lowliness. Commission Emar, Var Sinai, the Pasuk says in Yisrael, Var Sinai, she yorad alav Hashem beish. Hashem came down to our Sinai in fire. Shem Emar, what does it say? Anechi Hashem ali kecha. The gift, the magic, the wonder of Torah is that in it a person can be completely and totally unified with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what the Pasuk is talking about when it talks about Tmimus. This is Tmimus. Like the Pasuk says, Tamim Tiyem Hashem Alekech, you should be whole with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She'ikar HaTmimus Yikashem Yis'achid Adem Avay Alekech. Where is a Jew? When can a Jew ever be whole? A Jew can be whole when he's connected with the whole one. Tamim Tiyem, when is a Jew whole? Yim Hashem Alekech. When you're with Hashem, your God. That's during the time of the study of Torah, K'meshen Nehmer, Torah Hashem Tamimah, like the Pasuk says, Teres Hashem Tamim. So therefore, Tamim Tia, when can we be Tamim? When can we be whole? Im Hashem Alekech, when we're studying Torah. Through Torah we can attain Tamimus. Now, the truth is, he puts it, let's see it, because it puts it in a magnificent way into those mitzvahs. Meaning, we now have the concept of destroying the chametz, Pesach, Matzah, and Sfira. All of which lead us up to the pinnacle of the Maimed Har Sinai. So what was the first concept that we were talking about here? Right? That's going to correspond to the destruction of chametz. That's going through your house, separating the matzah from the chametz, the kosher from the non-kosher. That's the process of the search, of the birur, of the clarification. There should not be sa'or in your bayis, but that refers to the two chambers of the heart. We need to go and clean out the chametz. We'll have freedom and atayim, separated from good. That's the first step. That's the first Torah. So remember, we're going to have two. Torah is going to end up being the two bookends, right? It starts with Torah. It's going to be the Torah of the separation. Then we go to the next step, Pesach. Pesach umatzah, which is lechem ayini. Now we go to speech. Sh'ainin olav dorim habi, the bread upon which many things are spoken. That's mayim apchinas chedek hatoiv. That's now we have the good. We've separated it in the search before Pesach. Now we take the good that we have separated. Sh'ayla, which is elevated like the dibure atfila b'pchinas eilecha Hashem nafshi yasa. Pesach and matzah are now taking all the good that we have found and elevating them back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vo ayidei b'chinas matzah, iskashrus b'emuna, language of the Zohar, which is a'alu b'chulka kadisha kiyadua, like again, everybody knows the Zohar, which is the elevation of the portions of kedusha. You want to see the Zohar, it's on the bottom there, and he even translates it for us. But after that, then we have the counting of the Omer. That is another component to Tefillah. So Tefillah becomes a dual exercise. Davening has one portion in it where it is the process of delivery. It's where we take the sparks of Kedusha that we've separated and we elevate them. And simultaneously, it's the recognition of how pathetic our lives are because we're living in this world of confusion. So they're not really that different. You have the similarity? Meaning, due to the fact that I have the ability to elevate these sparks of Kedusha, well, that means that I'm living in a pretty miserable darkness. Right? So therefore, I want to get out. So do me a favor, Rebbeinu Shlomo. Get me out of here. I was looking for another one. You know, I went through all 12, 13 places where he brings this. It's one place where he mamish ridicules the person and says how selfish it is. Mamish what he says in Perek Nun, how selfish it is that we want to escape if the Rebbeinu Shlomo put us here to make a dear b'tachtenu. So do your job for God's sake. It's not about you. It's about the Rebbeinu Shlomo. It's about perfecting the world and elevating the world and making it into a godly place. So stop focusing on your own discomfort and get to work in perfecting the world for HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
What does that mean that we're living in a pretty dark place and we have the ability to raise up the level as far
as right, so that is the comfort.
Why?
You're right.
Spell that out for me. What does that mean? Why?
That means that, what meaning?
Why are we
that? Twofold. If we're talking about, that's why I opened by saying that the Svar Magdashim talk about two types of sparks that need to be elevated. There are those things that were, first of all, through Shviras HaKelim, which is pre-creation sparks. Then there's sparks which Adam HaRishon dispersed throughout the world, whether by design or by error. And then there's the misery that we have created, each of us. So all of them speak of a certain form of darkness that which is either allowed to take place because the Rebbeinu Shlomo gives us the gift of free choice, right? Or we're even going back and trying to elevate stuff that we're not even responsible for, right? Stuff that we're cleaning up other people's messes, right? So that's, you know, sometimes it gets frustrating. You know, we're living in a world of great confusion. So therefore, he says, second line, Yeshud Tzayinu Liyas Nifshad Min HaGeshem Rebbeinu Shlomo. The method of Svira is Shubchinas Maim Tachtarim. These are the waters below Boichim, weeping. Ananbin in the Mevukadamalka. I want to be in front of the king. I want to be up there. Where do you see such a concept in Svira? It's gorgeous. Vezeu Vehenif Esa Omer Lifnei Hashem Liritzoinchem. That is, the Pasuk says you lift up the Omer before Hashem Liritzoinchem, according to your Ratzin. He's saying that your Ratzin is to be back Lifnei Hashem. Your Ratzin is, I want to be, that's where I want to be. But ultimately, and this is really where the action is the concept of Kabbalah Sator, where God says to us, Hubchinis Shoiv, that is the return, Sha'acharotzi, that takes place after the yearning, Pchinis Limudat Torah, Sha'achatfila, this is the most gishmak place is, hey, I can have my cake and eat it too. I can escape the darkness of this world. Because as long as I am unified with the Rebbeinu Shlomo in the study of Torah, I am Lifnei Hashem. Because Torah and Hashem are inseparable. Right? Pchinas Mayim Ayordim L'makom Namach. These are the waters that are able to go into that low place that we have created. Shebzen Nikri Pchinas Tamim. That allows us to have to experience the concept of Tmimus, Kenis Galel, like I explained earlier. V'zeu svartem lechem mimachras haShabbos. This is the meaning of, you shall count mimachras haShabbos, meira b'chines habirur. That's the clarification, shal yedei ha-Torah shekoydem ha-Tfilah. That's the first step of svartem. The word lisaper, Safir v'yalim, the precious stone, comes from a language of the sphere of being able to clarify. Pchinas halacha psuka, that's the pre-davening learning. Shetzorach levarach kol b'chinas hamidas. That is the six midas starting from Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yisoid. Those are the midas that we need to work on. B'zeh mimachras haShabbos kiyidua. Why are they mimachras haShabbos? Because again, everybody knows. Shabirur medavki b'me'achol. Borer is asur on Shabbos, right? Shabbos, everything is Kaddish. Birurim take place during the 6 days of the week, each day corresponding to one of the six midas. Everybody knows. B'chinas Shabbos, the concept of Shabbos is Moira B'chinas Halah Shebetfilik Yudua. That's the elevation that takes place. Remember, I told you last Erev Shabbos, Chikasa Zeda says that davening is B'chinas Shabbos. During the week, davening is Shabbos. Davening on Shabbos is Shabbos Shabbos. Right. And he said that Ilmole Shomer Yisrael Shtei Shabbos Miyad Hayin Negalim. If only we really davened well on Shabbos, we would have the Shabbos within the Shabbos, we would experience Geula immediately. Miyem Aviyachem Esayim HaTenufa. From the day that you bring the Emra Tnufa, that's the next step. Meira B'chinas Haratzi Shebetzvila, that is the desire to escape that takes place during davening. Liyos Lifnei Hashem, the yearning to want to be before Hashem. Maim Tachtoinim, the waters below. Boichim, that's where they are crying. The Ratzi is Anan Bin Yilam Evikadamalka, I want to be before the king. That's the next step. That's the yearning that takes place during davening. To me, Mistiyano. Then the pasuk continues. You see how he's putting this all into this one pasuk? It's just so incredible. To me, Mistiyano. But don't worry about it, guys. Don't escape. Don't leave yet. You don't have to escape the body. To me, Mistiyano. That's the b'chinas shayv. That's the return after davening. B'chinas limud haTorah shachatzvil. It's the davening, the learning that takes place after davening. Shum is ached b'haTorah Hakdosh, where the person is unified with Torah. Sheyered es l'makom namuch, that goes down to a lowly place. U'bezeh nikra tamim. By learning Torah after davening, we are able to attain tamimus. Concludes Rav Maltala. B'zeh. It's so obvious now. You got it? You see where this is going? This is the Torah of the Mitzvah. Zeis. Meiral Pchines Tfilah Kiyudu. Zeis, everybody knows, refers to davening. Like David HaMelech says, not David HaMelech, Yishai HaNavi. Vani Zeis. David HaMelech says, Vani Tfilah. What's the pasuk telling us? Shalebchinas tefillah tzorach la'akdim chinas teres hamoitzira. Teres hamitzira is made up of two words. Mitzira is moitzira. He who finds himself in a bad place. That's the effort of what's going down in the makom namuch. So he says, Shuhinyan limadat teres levar aloitzira matoyv. He says, first of all, I'm sorry. This is the clarification of moitzira. Go find the bad. Go find the evil. Remove it. Separate it. Then, b'yom tarosai, she had tov naki v'tov mikol ra, separated out so that it is pure. We have evil over here, sparks of kedusha over here. What do you got to do now that we separated it? The next step is elevate it. Vova la kayin, bring it to the kayin. Mayra b'chinas atvila, that's davening. B'chinas halos nitzaitz in the kayin elyon, bringing the sparks of kedusha to the Kayan above. That's a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Ubchinas harotzui, and at the same time, it is the yearning liyos lifnei Hashem, to be before Hashem. But then there is v'yotza Kayan. Then the Kayan goes out. Where is the Kayan going? Meir ubchinas Hashem shal yideh teira hayiradus l'makom namuch. Then Hashem comes to us. He comes to us in our ability to be able to learn Torah. Then that leads us ultimately to be unified. But again, what the Baal Tanya described last week, in Perek Nun was that this is an ongoing process. It's every day, again and again, this ebb and flow, this desire to escape, the return that takes place in Torah. So it gives us a very defined step after step process of how we can turn Imratz Libcha. If you want to escape, Shuv Lech, go back to the study of Torah. The Imratz Libcha is in davening. Shuv Le'echad, go back to the place where you can become one, that is the Limud HaTorah that takes place following davening. Alright, so we need to make some decision here.